Hey everybody, Shannon and Craig here from Shannon and Craig's So How Was Your Weekend? In search of interesting answers to the world's most boring question.
Nailed it.
Well, thank you.
You've practiced a lot.
I sure have.
It's been 20 episodes of worth of stuff.
I think that might be a bit of an exaggeration.
It's like 15.
I think that might be a bit of an exaggeration.
No, I'm serious.
Maybe if we count the off-week updates, which this is one of them.
It is, because we missed last week.
Yeah, we're a disaster.
Memorial Day. It's a holiday. Everybody takes it off to remember.
It's true. Then we didn't have our microphones yesterday.
That's true. Man, ouch. Well, that's the good news, is that we've only missed 2 weeks. The bad news is... there will be no more updates.
For now.
For now. We are on official hiatus because of more good news, bad news.
Yeah, the really, really good news. Stop being so humble. And just tell the good news.
The good news is that I have received a wonderful promotion in my career, which in some ways I will have to step away from the limelight of this glorious podcast.
Yes. It's like a prestigious enough job where Craig can't be on here with me talking about Bud Light so much.
Right.
And other stuff. So professionally, he has to bow out of the dream team.
It's true. But that means that there's an open casting call from everybody out there listening that could possibly fill in for me until something else happens.
Right.
So you can just be looking at resumes for like the next few weeks and...
this is true. I guess that's another good news. The really bad news is how much I will miss you and doing this with you.
Yeah.
But I guess, again, another good news is what's next? The mystery of what's next. Will this continue? Will I find another co-host with a, you know... job that doesn't matter. Will I go it alone and incorporate an interview segment? It remains to be seen. If you have any ideas about it,
yeah,
holler at me.
It's true. Well, I think that, again, back to like the good news again, is that it's grown really well. I think we've done a really nice job with the podcast. There's been a whole bunch of support. A lot of listeners. For the most part, we were up in the charts for a long time.
Yes.
Which is outstanding.
That is really cool.
That gave us some chuckles.
It did. And I think we really just set out to do random fun stuff together.
Yeah.
And the podcast was just sort of grew out of that naturally.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that people liked it.
Yeah, and it was successful and we get a lot of really good feedback. Even like good constructive criticism feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Prisby being out there giving some really nice feedback, who's a listener of ours. Just tons of feedback. Maybe he's the guy who fills in.
Maybe.
We get him to fill in. Come on up to Vermont.
You hear that, Prisby?
Yeah. But that's that.
That's that, yeah.
I learned a bunch.
Me too.
Arm wrestling. Arm wrestling. You remember arm wrestling?
That's where it all began.
Arm wrestling.
And man. It's just one of my fondest memories.
State championships.
Yeah.
That was fun. Oh, then let's talk about that. Like, which one was your favorite? Like, out of all the ones that we've done, which one is...
I think my favorite thing that we did actually was arm wrestling. But I think my favorite episode... was either contra dancing or disc golf.
Like, to participate in? Because there's, like, two different... One, we were a spectator, and the other ones we kind of, like, participated in.
Right. So. Well, I meant, like, to listen to.
Oh, okay.
I liked contra dancing or disc golf.
Yeah, I just... please don't bring up contra dancing anymore. I just...
You're so traumatized.
It's
How
true.
About you?
Yeah, I think contra dancing was an enlightenment for me, so I really enjoyed that. in a whole lot of ways.
We did take a spiritual journey that evening.
Yeah, it was very, it was...
It was like doing ayahuasca.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't really either, but I bet it's almost the same thing.
So that was fun because I can say that I did that. You know, that's kind of what the podcast started out for me, is to see things and experience things. So I think that one was probably my favorite one to do, and my favorite one to... Oh, my favorite episode that we did was the Harris Hill ski jump. Because there was so much history involved, and I just geeked out on that.
You sure did.
And I drank a lot of Mountain Dew that day. So that was
fun. That was a fun recording session.
Right.
For sure. And another thing I will say is whatever happens with the podcast, whether it continues in some form or not, we can definitely still find weird random events to do together.
Absolutely.
We just won't.
It'll happen naturally. Yeah. We just won't be recording it.
Yeah. So... But starting this kind of renewed my interest in the whole concept of this podcast, which was, like, when someone asks how your weekend was, try to have done something where you have an interesting answer. There's all sorts of cool stuff going on, so.
Yeah. That was the other reason, is that we wanted to find those interesting answers, to do stuff that is around that you would just be like, oh, it's Friday, it's 8:30, I'm going to go to bed.
Right.
But maybe you end up dancing on a Monday in a church or a town hall with people you don't know.
Right.
Spinning you awkwardly.
Maybe you end up at an ice fishing hole.
Ice fishing, too.
That was really fun.
That was fun, too.
Dang. Oh, so we need to make a scrapbook. Probably some kind of a slideshow with... I don't know, what's a song that would play in the background?
Of ice fishing?
Of just all of our things.
Boys to Men.
End of the Road?
Yeah.
Done.
Classic.
I'll work on that. Yeah,
put that in the end if we don't get, like, sued for it. So, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got. Thank you, everybody, for putting up with my voice for a while.
And mine as well.
Yeah.
So
this is patent pending. We have the lockdown on this concept for a podcast, so don't steal it.
Yeah, don't you dare.
So. That's about it.
Yeah. I'm sad, but I held it together really well.
You didn't even cry.
No.
3 times.
It's true. I'm really proud of myself. I think that's the end.
That's it.
It's all you.
All right. I'm going to take us on out with the Kanye quote, of course. And this is from Gone, which is one of my favorite songs. And only appropriate. Hold on, I'll handle it. Don't start panicking, stay calm. Shorty's at the door because they need more. Inspiration for their life, their souls, and their songs. And they said, sorry, Mr. West is gone.